losers. Comfortable win.
Yeah, spoke to the players before the game. We had been a bit slow at certain games this season, particularly here in starting, and giving ourselves a lot to do in the second half. And that doesn't mean being ahead or being in front, but we get a good crowd here. The energy from them is good, so I think it's really important that we start games a bit better. And the players were excellent. I thought they started the game really well. Some real opportunities, some very good play, comfortable in our own box when it did come in. And then Aaron's injury, I think, kind of unnerved us a little bit, which happens. You understand that when it's one of your teammates and friends that go down. And when you see that and you don't know how serious it is, it then takes a little bit of time to get going again. But they had a wee spell of 10 minutes or something. But all in all, I thought it was a very comfortable performance and a good performance from us, one of our best in a while, if I'm honest, in terms of the way we controlled the game, the way we adapted to the injury eventually, changing in the shape as well, which was difficult because we then go the back three with Ewan on the right, and you've got Maka as a left wing back and Kane as a right wing back, and the balance at times just wasn't quite right, but I think they adapted really well when the change of shape came, and they were worthy winners today.
How is Aaron though?
Yeah, it's positive. It's at the time with how big the cut was, I think you could see the bone through it, and we didn't know if it was fractured, but it's just requiring getting cleaned out and stitched. So it's positive in the sense it's not a disaster, like if it would have been a leg break or whatever, but it's still a disappointing one for us. Aaron's been very consistent the way he trains, the way he plays, but just the way he conducts himself in and around the place, he's a credit to himself and everybody that's been at the club. So it was worrying, and as you know, everyone comes here to see his winning, but when you see an injury like that, you're just hoping Aaron was okay, which he was, thankfully. But on the flip side, we get 3 points as well, but we'll see how it is tomorrow with him and just see how it looks.
Good to get that first goal before half time.
Yeah, with a few chances. I thought that some of the play, they looked as if they played with a bit of imagination and looked as if they were having fun for large spells of that game, and which again gets the crowd going, the shots, the goal obviously. Good goal for a set play. I think they're arguing down there whose goal it was, but that's up to them. If I've got to say, I'll give it to Whiting. Although Breeny celebrates the most, but it looks like Hammy headers it, so I'm not bothered to take that.
You're only 3 up in 5 minutes.
Yeah. And that's probably been the big frustration from the coaching staff, without getting too frustrated about it. But it was a challenge to the players to start games better, because when we start, we really get this place going, we get the crowd going, we move the ball good, and it unnerves other teams when we do start that way. And you're right, Whitey's won, that was maybe later where he hits the post, but we had a couple of great chances and we got in good areas. But that's what we had to get across to the players. It's not just about a good start to get the goal, it's then the confidence a good start brings. You don't need to be in front, you can sometimes start well and be behind. Like we could have started very well and conceded for our first corner, which thankfully we never, but it was more just the emphasis on the start to the game being positive, going, expressing ourselves, and I thought they'd done that great. And yet, I think if we had been a couple of goals up early, then it would have been justified.
Good team performance, but it was a very good individual display by Richie
Hustler. Yeah, he was excellent. He has been, and it's a strange one because I keep coming out and saying how well he trains and how well he does that. And the lad's been a joy to work with since we got him in from Rangers. He's interesting career, starting at Manchester City, then going to Rangers and playing and doing well, and you can see why, the potential he's got, just the energy, but then you take all that away, just how good he has been to work with, and he's not played a lot of football, he's been in and out of the team, but he's got himself in, and he's looking really good, and he's the one that when I go back there, he just looked like he was loving it out there. He gets cramp, and then you're thinking, just put the reins on him a wee bit, and then gets the ball again, and he's running the full length of the pitch, putting crosses in. He was excellent defensively and attacking today.
He's here for the rest of the season.
Yeah. No, when we brought him, we obviously had knew him, and speaking to Billy Kirkwood as well, they rate him highly, and it was always one that, in terms of his attitude and the way he trains even when he's not playing. It was one that we were comfortable keeping to the end of the season, but knowing and having the conversations with Kane, he would get in the team, and when he gets in and plays like that, it's going to be very hard for anyone to put him out, because you see he gets the crowd on their feet, he tracks back, he runs forward, he gives everything, but he's got real quality as well, as he showed today. But I'm delighted for him, because he's waited a while. Ewan was great on the other side as well. It wasn't easy for the kid, having to start in one position, move him to centre-back, move him again, but again, it shows you that how he can adapt, how he can be comfortable doing that. All the subs, obviously Kevin comes on, it was a great goal. Lewis made a difference, Kevin was excellent. Gouser coming on again, it's another 20 minutes for him, some great touches. So all in all, I just thought it was a really good team performance from everyone today. Maka obviously coming on in the first half, and again putting him at left wing back, and then asking him to go right back, and him and Kane worked really well on that side. So no, it's been a good afternoon.
You're missing Nikolai and Josh today.
Was
there a particular reason?
Yeah, Nikolai's got either a viral infection or the flu, so hopefully he's okay. I'll have a chat with him tonight. Josh had a minor ankle knock that we had been monitoring. He'll train tomorrow and get moving tomorrow, hopefully. We'll have a look at it in the morning. But again, look, wouldn't matter who we were playing today. We're now down to 10. 10 league games, the campaign going, plus whatever else happens, but we would never risk a player when that's the case. Even with Whiten, probably we were thinking get him off at half time with his shoulder, but he wanted to continue, and then we weren't taking any chances getting him off, because it's, you see with Aaron as well, we're forced into that, but it's more the welfare of the human beings and the people that, so we're never going to rush Josh. Nikolai will take our time with, and hopefully he's okay, but we'll all be desperate to get back in.
Right.
Cheers. Thank you.